This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Korean Check's very own Kevin Hart. He's here giving us the current state between credit unions and cannabis-related businesses, and it's a very optimistic one. So good stuff here from Kevin, so check it out. Guys, welcome back to our show, and on today's program, look who is here, Mr. Kevin Hart from Green Check. Kevin, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Excellent, Michael. Wonderful to see you as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be here, because we're talking about the current state between credit unions and cannabis-related businesses. And this seems to this topic seems to percolate a few times of the year, where where people start talking about it. Then for some reason it kind of settles down, and then it comes back up again. And so I think it's starting to come back up again. So having said that, what's the current state? What's the current state between credit unions and cannabis-related businesses today? What's going on?
Encouraging and positive, I would classify it as that. That's my take and our take. So, haven't been at a recent event where board directors and C-suites of financial institutions. Let's just talk about the industry in general. I know it's about credit unions, but 58% of respondents said that they were interested in cannabis in 2024. Wow, that's a new number. That's a new high water mark. And this is a quality survey. It wasn't some self-serving sort of survey. Right. And so that's very interesting. And for us, what we see in the market through our cannabis banking boot camps and the number of clients who have signed up, we're still in that 50-50 split. With credit unions taking up obviously half the market. What I will say, though, is that is also very encouraging. The credit unions move just a little bit quicker. They enter the space and then they expand in the space. They're not just toes in the water. They're actually developing programs. And what we're also finding, which is also very encouraging, I think, for everybody, the tip of the spear now is lending. Depository control is there. I mean, it's table stakes in today's world, Michael. But with that depository control, now more and more folks are actually lending to the cannabis industry. That's awesome. You just lending, I mean, that's the whole spectrum, right? Yeah. Cash advance all the way to real estate, but it's happening. And so, again, I would call it positive and encouraging.
Okay. Tell me about the trust between the two industries, because there was a period there for a while. There was a bit of distrust. I don't know if that's still there or what. I mean, because you obviously have your hand on the pulse of this industry quite well. So can you share with me where the trust is? Because there's obviously a lot of hurdles to jump through to in order to get these things going. But where is that today?
I think that too, that also has improved. You talked about the pendulum, right? And there were certain periods of trepidation, and a lot of that follows news cycles. And we're all conditioned to that, and we somewhat expect it. But one of the things that I think is, again, encouraging is that, the news cycles for the cannabis industry, it's grown. It's entering a maturity phase. It's still an adolescent. The industry is still in the early stages.
Right.
It's a bushy-head teenager. do you really want to throw the keys to the car, or where are you in that trust factor as you talk about it? But as you see, more programs have been stabilized, certainly in state markets, as some of the residual fallout of how medical and mixed use and adult, which doesn't help a lot of the credit union and their evaluation as to how to enter the space, those things have become more more normalized, if you will, and more aware. And obviously, we have a lot more information and data that we're actually able to share to develop the common language. And that still has always been the challenge. It's that common language who are these folks? And what are they actually doing? Who's overseeing them? And then really, why do they want to come to me for accounts and financial services? And so again, with deposits being the table stakes now, they're having much more broader conversations. And it really goes to the heart of a credit union, community service and community at large, not just the business, the employees, the constituents, everybody that's within that ecosystem, because you're still talking about intrastate commerce, not interstate commerce.
Yeah, you got that right, for sure. And that kind of segues my next question is, like, what can both parties do to kind of expedite these financial relationships between the two groups here? Because you talked about, in your previous response, you talked about that common language that would kind of bring them together. So what would help, I guess, foster that or expedite it?
Well, I think one of the great improvements too that we're also seeing is that the cannabis industry is understanding that the people in the credit union space aren't the enemy. They're there to help, and they genuinely want to help. And so, this common level of language and understanding, you put that so well, Michael, is, who are these people? What do they need? And conversely, from the cannabis side, why are they asking for my beneficial ownership? Why do they need to see my lease agreement? I don't understand. I run a business. Why can't I just put my money there? Right. And so, one of the things that we've seen is that education has to happen on both sides of the equation. They have to understand those common purposes. They're not being intrusive, and they're certainly not trying to be invasive. They just want to understand. This is a whole new industry to them, and it's still a high-risk industry. It's still federally illegal, but it's not federally illegal to bank. And so everybody has to develop the words that they use are appropriate. What is that appropriate level of trust?
Yeah,
and it's not onerous.
What's that again? I'm sorry.
It's not onerous at all.
Yeah. Oh, completely. And I think the other thing that's kind of making it more mainstream, if you will, because I agree with you that we're still kind of in the adolescence period of this industry, and then having financial institutions work with the cannabis related to businesses, that industry. But I think it's, and I totally agree with you, that it's kind of getting normalized now, that the shock value of seeing a big billboard saying, hey, cannabis, related, there's a store near you type of thing, that the shock value, I think, has kind of worn off, and now we're kind of in the reality of it, and it's really legitimizing the business too, right? I think credit unions can be more open to that. That's what I'm trying to get out. I think credit unions can be more open as time goes on, as awareness gets more prevalent, education gets more prevalent in this area. I completely agree with you. And anything to add on that as well?
Well, and I think too that the mystery of these cannabis businesses, to the point where the billboards are there and you go by and you see it. And I had a very interesting call with a credit union that we're trying to talk to, and they said, this dispensary opened up a year ago, right across the street from us, line of sight, across the street. And they said, there's a line out the door on the day of opening. You would expect that. Okay.
Yeah.
He said, it's a year later. There's a line every day when they open.
Wow.
And I'm talking to the executives at this credit union, mixed group of people. And I said, okay, so knowing where you are, what else do you see? You see coffee shops, and you see diners, and you see businesses. Yeah. I said, do you see any place else with a line? And we're on Zoom, and they're all looking at each other, and they're going, no. I go, so go swing the doors open, walk across the street, and invite these people into your credit union.
Yeah.
You can do this, and we'll show you how. And they were all looking at each other and go, we got to go over there this afternoon. Okay.
So, lunch, anybody?
Exactly.
Great idea. Exactly. Yeah. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. So yeah, for sure. So, I mean, and what's the importance of credit unions and cannabis related businesses working together? Cause looking at it from an economic standpoint as a whole here, cause I think that would be incentive as well. What's your take on that?
Well, again, lessons learned. So we've signed up 163 different financial institutions. Half of them are credit unions. It's pretty right down the center of the fairway. And one of the most fascinating lessons learned that we've had here is for some credit unions, and this is in double digits too, okay? Their first commercial account was a cannabis business. That's mind-blowing to me.
Wow. Okay.
You would have thought they would have had some other commercial relationship, which is a different process within the doors of the business before a cannabis. And again, double digits, their first commercial account was cannabis. So that trepidation, that trust was established, it's there. And now they've gone on to grow those businesses. But again, I'll go back to the community support, where you have this opportunity to not only bank the retail dollars. People still think about this in this walled off area because you go by the dispensary. You know, there's growers, there's manufacturers, there's suppliers, there's testing labs. There's this whole supply chain of commerce that sits over the supply chain of the plant that creates an opportunity for the cannabis the credit union to bank the entire supply chain of that and all the people that work there. I mean, this is the heart and soul of the credit union. Don't hold the door shut, push them open. And you don't have to have a billboard for that.
Exactly.
Just make it known and they will come.
It just seems like there's a whole industry out there for the taking, you know, and in a Creighton's perspective, for the serving. So it's just, there's, like you said, there's so much to it. So you've already shared a couple of examples of kind of how a Creighton can benefit here. Do you have any other examples of how Creighton's and cannabis related businesses can work together? And then obviously your role in those relationships.
I think one of the interesting things that we've seen develop, and this is with I'll drop a name here because it's pertinent, Greater Nevada Credit Union, the largest credit union in the state of Nevada. They've been involved in the cannabis space for a while, and one of the very interesting things that they did, and so they were trailblazers, they were out in front with this, is that they are offering provisional credit to these retail cannabis businesses on the day of sale, because of how we're using cash vaulting services, cash movement services, CIT services. Now, if you think about that and you look at the margin that's available to, you know, operating margin that's available to these cannabis businesses, if you're accelerating your cash in your account by 2, 3, 4 days because it's not in transit, it's not pending, it's not being counted, it's not being moved around, and you can accelerate that to day of sale, that's dramatic for these businesses. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an example. And then we have a few credit unions in the state of New York that are navigating their way. They're not inside. They're not in Manhattan. They're not in the mess of Times Square with all the illicit lead. That is not the state of New York. That's New York City. Sorry, folks. But when you look at Greater New York and how that market's opening up, you know, people like Sunmark and Southern Chautauqua, I always butcher that name. It's my Massachusetts accent struggles. The Southern Chautauqua and some of the things that they're doing for these new businesses, burgeoning businesses, new licenses that have yet to open but still need financial services, which is hypercritical across the country. They're taking the lead. And so that service to community is at the forefront and broadening the opportunity and products that they're bringing.
Yeah. And don't you think like getting in on the ground floor with this is going to be so beneficial in the long run, especially with this type of relationship, right? So I just see this upside.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we've discovered, and I believe this to be very, very true, cannabis businesses are fiercely loyal. And there is a community amongst the cannabis operators. They talk. And the fact that these credit unions are stepping up, providing products and services, lending to the industry, serving their employees and everybody else, they remember that. Their life is complex enough. Okay. They want to have a real relationship. They don't want to have to worry about getting their account thrown out. That's shenanigans. That's stopped, right? These accounts are stable. You're adding more products and services. And we're also seeing the price point of what those products and services like have come down dramatically from years past, certainly when we last spoke. It's dramatically different now. And credit unions are looking for deposit dollars. So again, it's that V8 moment, right? They're right across the street. Go right talk there. To them. Yeah.
It's right there in front of you for sure. I like that. The V8 moment. I love that. Yeah. Cause it's right there. And again, not for the taking, but for the serving. So So I think that's a great way to look at it. And again, I think the opportunity is quite huge here. And like you said, Creightons are looking for deposits and this industry has it. So why not venture in there and check it out for sure. So good stuff.
Exactly.
All right, Kevin. Well, I know you have plenty of work on your plate. I don't want to keep you too long, but anything else here to add to wrap up? Because I love the optimistic, the positive viewpoint on this talk.
I will add one thing, and you decide whether or not this stays in. Okay, so one of the learnings that we had is it's one thing to talk about cannabis business, but you gotta have it, everything has to have the context. And so as part of our program readiness engagement, where we work with the credit unions to figure out what is their market opportunity, what's the financial opportunity, and how would you go about doing that, we actually put the software live and in their hands through that entire process.
Okay, cool.
So it's looking at policies, procedures, client onboarding, transaction monitoring. What does account monitoring mean? How do I file SARs and CTRs? You know, this isn't academic, it's hands-on. Mm-hmm. This is true workshop enablement, and that is helping shift that, okay, this isn't that bad, this isn't as problematic. I understand now how all this could work, and that in turn is allowing the board to and the C-suite in total to look at it and mm-hmm. say, oh, well, this makes sense, let's go. Yeah. And then they just actually turn the program on and they're in business.
Beautiful, beautiful. And the other thing I was thinking as you're talking there, Kevin, is like, I think you guys not only have this great solution for credit unions out there, but you're a great resource too. I mean, if a credit union out there has any questions about this industry and how to work with them effectively, man, you are like the person to, you're the go-to guy, I would think. So you've got it down
pat. We are. Not me. We've got 60 people in this company that are the go-to people, and we do our cannabis banking boot camps on a monthly basis, which is very effective. And then we also added an Ask Us Anything for cannabis operators that we see a lot of financial institutions partake in because they want to, probably maybe a bad word to use here, partake in, join, and so that they can actually hear and see how the operators that they're thinking about. It gives them that fly on the wall perspective, which has been very encouraging, an unintended consequence of, you know, creating more education for all sides.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. It just, there's so much upside and just benefits everybody all together. So good stuff. All righty, Kevin. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you so much for this information today. Again, I love the positive, optimistic outlook here. And I think it's going to continue on that trend as well. So, and keep up the good work there at Green Check. All righty.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.